Hi, I'm Dr. Neryl East, former journalist and TV producer, and a specialist in helping you become a media magnet. Today we're going to look at how you can target your way to great media coverage. Now, it's worth reminding ourselves of the many benefits of having positive stories appear in the media about us and our business. And of course, by media, I'm talking about the types of coverage that involve a professional journalist writing or presenting a story about you. So radio, television, newspapers, and magazines, whether they're in print or online. One of the most powerful benefits of media coverage is giving you strong positioning. Wouldn't you like your business to be more well-known a year from today than it is now? We're operating in what's become known as the reputation economy. If people haven't heard about you and aren't talking about you in a positive way through social media and other means, I'm afraid to say you really don't exist, regardless of how amazing your products or services are. So having a great story appear in the media is a fantastic way to reach a lot of people at the same time. And it needn't cost you a cent. And you have the added bonus of being seen as an expert or authority in your field because your story has been covered by a bona fide media outlet, which is much more credible than just writing your own story and putting it on Facebook or LinkedIn. Now, we also need to remember that a journalist is not going to give you a free ad for your business just because you ask for one. You have to be able to offer them an angle that they can immediately recognise as something that would interest their audience. Believe me, the media gets contacted by an awful lot of time wasters, people who want to appear on the front page but don't have anything interesting or topical to say. You'll never become a media magnet that way. So, identify your angle first. And if you don't yet know how to do that, I can help you. Jump over to mediasuccess.com.au and download my free ebook on how to become a media magnet. Now, let's just imagine for now that you've come up with a terrific story idea that you're pretty sure the media is going to be interested in. So, what do you do next? Let me tell you first what you don't do, and I know this from first-hand experience, having been on the receiving end of many requests for media coverage from well-meaning business people and organisations. Don't take the scattergun approach and simply send your information to every media outlet you can find through Google. The key to getting great results, provided you have an interesting story, is to target your way to media success. You see, we tend to lump the media, in inverted commas, into one big basket. But it's actually made up of many different companies, radio stations, television networks, small and large entities. Each one has its own specific audience and will tend to cover certain types of stories. So it's a bit like dating. You have to find the media outlet that best matches your story, whose audience is going to be the most interested in what you have to say. Then there's a much higher likelihood that sparks will fly. Now, there are several ways you can target the media. The first is simple geography. Think about your story angle. Does it relate to a particular region, city, or state? You'll be more likely to get coverage if you target a specific geographic area than if you try to go national or even global the very first time. I always encourage people to think local first. Most areas have local, suburban, or regional media, and they're always looking for stories about local people doing interesting things. Now, let's just say you come from a city called Moonshine. Work with me here, and you want to get some coverage from your business in your local Moonshine Media. So do an online search for Moonshine Media, and it will probably turn up contact details for the nearest paper. Let's call it the Moonshine Weekly. And lo and behold, there's also a community radio station, Moonshine FM, and a local TV news service. So when you put your material together, and we'll talk in another session about exactly how to do that, make sure, and this is crucial, so pay attention here, that you highlight that you are a moonshine-based business. They want to see that local name up front so they know you'll be relevant to their audience. Geographic and locality references are powerful when it comes to targeting local, suburban, and regional media. Now, you can also target media by specialization. I'm sure you know that there are many publications, both digital and print, that focus on interests, hobbies, professions, and trades of all kinds. There are also sections of newspapers and programs on radio and television dedicated to particular topics. For example, health, business, personal finances, family, children, education, the list goes on. If your story angle relates to a specific category, use that to your advantage and search for media outlets that are likely to be more interested because they also relate to that subject area. So as an example, I wrote a report on change management. Now, it wasn't the most exciting report, but somewhere in there I thought that it was worthy of a story. And I managed to find an angle about the reluctance of organisations generally to be proactive when it comes to change. Now, I looked at that and thought the most likely audience for that message would be HR professionals. So I didn't just send it out to mainstream media. It just would have sunk without trace if I'd done that. I targeted online HR journals. And as a result of that, I got some quite good coverage of that report in those journals with very little effort on my part because I could find them easily online. I was also recently asked to provide comment for a story that was going to appear in the magazine of the bottled water industry. Now, who would have thought there'd be a specific magazine for such a niche industry? But there is, and it was quite a substantial magazine. So you might be surprised the number of specific trade publications and topic-specific media outlets that are out there interested in your content if it relates to that subject. So it doesn't matter if the publication is obscure, just make sure it is a genuine media outlet with well-written stories, not just someone's personal blog. So no matter how small, you can then leverage that story by promoting it through your own social media network and on your website and other marketing material. That all adds to your positioning and credibility, the fact that you've appeared in a media story. And so the third way of targeting media is by media type. What type of media is it that you're looking to present your story? If you have a very visual story, that's great to offer a fantastic photo to a magazine or print media. I've got many examples of mediocre stories that became of interest to a magazine because we could offer up a great photo idea. Or a radio station became interested because the story provided an interesting auditory experience for listeners. So different types of media have different needs. There's not much point offering a story to television if you've got nothing visually interesting to go with it. They're not interested in covering a story of people sitting in a meeting looking bored. That's not going to make a great TV story. They need something that's going to be visually appealing and that's going to help get your story over the line. Now, a little case study here. I recently did some work with a community theatre group in a regional city, and the group was staging a production of The Phantom of the Opera, the most popular theatrical experience of all time, a massive show, very ambitious project for a community theatre group. And they had no money at all to spend on marketing. Very expensive show to stage, and they needed to sell an awful lot of tickets just to break even. So I agreed to help them promote the show with a view to selling tickets. Now, I could have just targeted every media outlet with the same story about the fact that this group was staging The Phantom of the Opera, but instead we took a very targeted approach and the results were outstanding. Here's a quick run through of what we did. So first of all, when the cast of the show was announced, we offered up a really stunning photo to a major regional newspaper, a daily newspaper. We set up a beautiful photo in the theatre with great lighting. We had people wearing phantom masks. We had our phantom front and centre, not wearing a mask, but holding the mask in his hand. And the result of that was that story ran front page on that of that paper with a beautiful photo under the headline, A Star Unmasked. And what a fantastic way to kick off the production of that show. It got a lot of people talking just because of the photo. The story itself, not that big a story in the scheme of things, but the photo was beautiful, and that's what got the paper interested. The next thing we did was find a different angle for one of the local weekly papers. And it turned out that the character of the Phantom has to have very, very intricate special effects makeup that actually takes about 2 hours to put on before every show. And so we had a photo of the makeup artist working with the Phantom, and we did a story specifically on this makeup, which was just an interesting novel story and another angle about the production. So the weekly newspaper did a great photo and ran another little story about the production. Another mention that helped to sell tickets. We also got another newspaper story in a different local paper, this one targeting a specific geographic area, because our Phantom, the person who was cast in the role of the Phantom, came from that area. So we were able to promote a story to that newspaper along the lines of local resident on their way to stardom in this role. So they did another photo and another story. So that's 3 great stories already. We then had some members of the cast perform at a local business function, and the business editor of one of the local papers covered the story in the business pages. So another photo and another story, totally different angles, still promoting the same show. A little closer to opening night, I contacted the local ABC radio station and spoke to them about the possibility of our Phantom singing a song from the show on air during their very popular morning program. And they were very happy with that idea. And so that's what we did. He sang a song live on air, sounded fantastic, they got great feedback, and we sold a lot more tickets. Then when it came to dress rehearsals for the show, very, very colourful, we got the local TV station to come and shoot some of the dress rehearsal, and they ran a terrific story with interviews about the show, just on the fact of how colourful the costumes were. And then we got yet another newspaper story, because when the set was built, the fantastic chandelier that's such an important part of the story of the Phantom of the Opera looked amazing. And again, I was able to get the newspaper interested in doing another story on the basis that they could come and take a photo of the chandelier and some of the cast in costume in the photo. So that's an outstanding result. A lot of different media stories. Again, the same story at the heart of it, the fact that a community theatre group was staging the Phantom of the Opera. But we used many different angles, and we specifically targeted the different types of media and gave them the kinds of things that they wanted. Great photos for press, auditory experience for radio, beautiful, colourful, moving visuals for television. So many thousands of dollars worth of coverage, if that group had had to pay for the equivalent amount of space, it would have cost them a lot of money. They'd never have been able to do it. But you know, that season sold out, and everyone was talking about how well marketed the show was, but they'd actually spent next to nothing. It was all done for free by targeting media. Now you can do that too. You mightn't have a Phantom character in a mask, but think about what you do have to offer. What are you doing that's really innovative? Or what human interest story can you tell? Can you offer comment on a topical or even controversial issue? All of these can add up to a great media angle. So targeting is key to great media coverage. Find your story angle, then do your homework and match your story to the right media outlet. So by following these steps, you can be on your way to getting great free positioning in the media, and imagine what that will do for your business. And there's so much more I can tell you. I hope you can join me again for more great tips on how to become a media magnet. Find out more at mediasuccess.com.au.